I begin in the name of the merciful God. Ladies and gentlemen, Muhammad, God's messenger, his mercy be on him, gave us the Quran and the Sunnah. I have already mentioned that Sunnah is a tradition of Abrahamic religions. Muhammad, God's messenger, revived it, reformed it, and made some additions to it, and introduced them among his followers. The Quran is with us in the capacity of God's book. How did the Quran reach us? I have already mentioned before. To summarize it, Muhammad, God's messenger, his mercy be on him, received it from Angel Gabriel. And like Angel Gabriel read out to Muhammad, God's messenger, his mercy be on him, he read it out the same way to his followers. Those who heard it, memorized it, wrote it down, and then transmitted it from generation to generation. It was taken directly from Muhammad, God's messenger, his mercy be on him, by thousands, who in turn communicated it to hundreds of thousands and has now reached billions. We know today that it's available in every house in written form. And if you want, you can find in every community such people who can recite it before you from A to Z from their memory. It has thus reached us without even a minor change. It has reached us word by word in the same manner as Muhammad, the messenger, God's mercy be on him, transmitted it. A brief introduction of the Quran is this: that it has surahs, chapters. Just to help you understand, when we say something or write a book and it creates a sermon, a subject, the Quran too is expressed in the form of sermons. Each sermon is given the name of surah. These surahs have been arranged in the Quran in such a way that they have been arranged in the form of pairs. That is, two each have been paired, given their subjects. Like you see Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, the last two surahs, they are together and in pair. That is, one surah complements the other. Quite the same way are Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran among longer surahs, Wadduha and Alam Nashra. All these are those prominent examples through which one can understand how the Quran has been arranged in the form of surah pairs. How are these pairs formed? There are a number of possibilities. One surah mentions a subject briefly, which is treated in detail in the other. One surah basic principles, while in the other their corollaries are mentioned. In one surah, arguments are derived from the phenomena of the nature. The other uses arguments of human nature. In one surah, historical references are given to bring home a reality. In the other, that reality is explained still further. Thus, in these ways, and in some other similar ways, surahs form pairs. Then there are surahs that are similar to each other in appearance, like their verses rhyme in very similar ways. I gave some examples of them, like the last two surahs of the Quran, like Wadduha and Alam Nashra. In this manner, they mention clearly that surahs have been arranged in the Quran in pairs. Then these surahs have been placed in the Quran in seven cohorts. You can call them seven groups of surahs. That is, surahs have been placed together considering similarity in their contents. The subject of a group begins from one point, goes through different phases of evolution, and then completes on reaching a climax. These are seven groups. The first group of the Quran begins from Surah Al-Fatiha and finishes at Al-Ma'idah. It has five surahs. It begins with one Meccan surah, and then it has four Madan surahs. The second group starts from Surah An'am and ends at Surah Tawbah. It has four surahs, two Meccan and two Madanan. Likewise, the third group begins from Surah Yunus and ends at Surah Nur. In this group too, The subject matter similarly begins from a certain point and reaches its climax. Then is the fourth one, starting from Surah Al-Furqan and ending at Surah Al-Ahzab. The fifth one begins from Surah Saba and ends at Surah Al-Hujurat. The sixth one starts from Surah Qaf and ends at Surah Tahrim. And the seventh and final group with Surah Mulk and ends at Surah Nas. Surahs in these groups are in pairs too, and these are seven groups in which the group describes its message in seven different ways. The message begins from one level and goes on to finish at another. Generally speaking, the sequence of the message is such that it moves from invitation to believe, warning, warning to all, disowning and migration, ultimate action and purification and cleansing. These are the topics of the Quran. The Quran has presented this introduction of itself very briefly in a verse. It's a verse of Surah Hijr, verse 87 of Surah 15. It says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. O Prophet, we have given you seven in pairs, that is, bestowed upon you this glorious Quran. These seven in pairs are the seven groups of the Quran, which carry in them surah in pairs. This too is an important aspect of the introduction of the Quran, which every student of the Quran must keep in mind.